Yahoo!
The blog's called Yodel Anecdotal.
And the blogger is Yahoo. The Sunnyvale-based web portal company launched its first official corporate blog this week. I'm Catherine Giraudot, taking you behind the scenes at Yahoo headquarters with the people behind the blog. This is PodTech News.
I'm Nikki Dugan, Senior Director of Corporate Communications, but probably more likely the blog editor for Yodel Anecdotal.
I'm Paul Stamatou, and I'm the blogger intern, but I've recently become the lead developer for Yodel Anecdotal.
Everything came so easily when we did a lot of the planning for the blog, and one of the things that really stumped us was the name. We just decided that we had to have a name that embraced our brand in a certain way, but also was kind of fun and reflective of some of the personality that was going to be displayed on the blog. And we decided that, you know, we have 10,000 incredibly creative people who work at the company. Why not throw it out to them? So we held an employee contest, and about a week later compiled 2,424 submissions, and then went through the process of calling some pretty far out names, and quite a few that were really awesome, and we deliberated for a long time. But Yodel Anecdotal was submitted by a guy who runs, he's in facilities, and he runs our shipping, receiving, and mailroom, and won a Nikon D50 for his efforts.
Excellent.
Yodel Anecdotal.
And how do people find Yodel Anecdotal?
Well, we are going to be revising our company info page to include a big link to all to Yodel Anecdotal, which will then link you to all the other different blogs. But that's coming shortly, probably in the next 2 weeks or so.
So could anyone find it now?
If you type yodel.yahoo.com, it'll come up for you. My primary role on the blog is managing the content. So I was responsible for developing essentially the plan. How would we approach the blog? What kind of tone would we set with it? Who would post? Determining what kind of, I mean, there's so many different kinds of corporate blogs. There are those that are really targeting policy, like Cisco's. You know, they have a blog that deals very much with policy issues specifically. And then the GM blogs are probably a little bit more fan related, sometimes touching on larger issues. Southwest is really about giving the Southwest pilots and flight attendants and crew members a chance to kind of communicate on a wider basis. So my role in all of this was to really figure out what we wanted to be in the blog, to define that. And then we were able to bring on a fantastic intern to help us build it, which is where Paul's role comes in. So Paul's been with us for 6 weeks now, and we brought him on board because he had a really great blog following in and of himself, and really could help us understand what was going to fly in the blogosphere, because admittedly a lot of this is quite new for me, and he's been really valuable in that regard.
And Paul, you have your own tech blog, is that right?
Yeah, I have this blog called paulstamatou.com or pstam.com, both works. And basically my job here was, I came here being a blogger intern, but I soon became the lead developer, taking all of Nikki's ideas from the drawing board to realistic product. And we wanted to portray that Yahoo is a fun company, so we took a different approach to design, more than just a professional looking blog. We did a little hip retro type thing, got some nice colors on there, a little vibrant. So I basically got some Photoshop mockups that Annette designed for us, Annette Leong, and I converted them into a WordPress blog, and it looks like it's holding up nice right now.
So you're doing the look and feel?
Yeah, I'm doing a look and feel, adding features, making sure everything works, making sure the server's still up.
That's the most important part.
We just smacked the baby on the back last night around 10:30. And we decided to do a blog probably about 8 months ago, so it literally is almost a baby in its gestation. We decided that eating our own dog food was really important, and Yahoo's really become a social media leader over the last year or so, you know, with a lot of the moves that we've made. And we've had a lot of very successful vertical blogs that have launched over the last 2 years, with the first being the search blog, which has gone very successful, you know, a lot of great traffic, and really has been helpful in shaping some of the discussion in the search realm. And we have a number of others that have, and there's more and more cropping up every day, it seems, that are dealing with different vertical parts of our business, since there are so many different pieces. But what we were missing was a place to park things that were really more relevant to the entire company, that were horizontal to the business. And in addition to that, an opportunity to build a more direct relationship with users. You know, the comment aspect of the blog is very important to us, and having the chance, like so many companies that have had comments and seen them be successful, to reach out to users and hear what they have to say. I mean, there's really no great vehicle right now other than information that comes to customer care about, you know, issues with their services. There's no way for us to engage our users very specifically on the things that they care about. So it was a great opportunity for us to tackle that and also show a little bit of the personality. Yahoo is such a great company to work for, but I don't think that when you engage with the page on a day-to-day basis that a lot of that really comes through, because it's, you know, we're here to be a utility for you and enrich your life, but you know, behind the scenes, it's an awesome company to be in, and a lot of the and filled with a lot of very smart, passionate people. And we wanted a chance to spotlight that and showcase that a little bit, and also have a little bit of fun. And so far, the comments have been really positive, and we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. But so far, so good.
You were talking about interaction, and obviously, with a corporate blog, you know, there's a level of trust that a company has to build, mm-hmm. as far as, you know, is this a PR mouthpiece,
right.
or is this real communication? So,
and you'll note from our first blog post, we really poke fun at the notion of the corporate blog. Our title is yet another self-serving corporate blog, and so, you know, we know that in general, a lot of people who read blogs are somewhat leery of the corporate blog and just how authentic they can be. We're going to try really hard to be authentic, and you know, you'll see us talking about competitors and just sort of being real about things like that.
Are you going to admit when Yahoo screws up in some way? Or?
That's the intent. I mean, the mea culpas, I think, really humanize the company.
I wanted to ask you about voice, too, because, you know, a lot of blogs, most blogs, are one person is the blogger, and it's a bit of a cult of personality.
Mm-hmm.
That one blogger develops a following. You can recognize their voice in their writing style and the kinds of things they blog about and so on. Your about page says readers of the blog will hear from everybody from interns to executives. And you're more or less functioning as the editor,
right.
of the content. So are you going to try to make the voice sound cohesive? Or is the blog really about giving voice to all the different people who make up Yahoo, the company?
So I see my role as the editor in articulating to the person who's going to be submitting, whether it's a video post, whether it's an audio post, or whether it's something that's written, just giving them some general guidelines to follow, which would be things like be authentic, do it in the first person, you know, don't try to take ourselves too seriously, and really avoid corporate messaging that turn people off of corporate blogs as much as possible. And you know, obviously, as the editor, my role will be to look at it. And we also have some great copy editors that will look at things for style. But we don't want to be overly consistent in the way that the voice comes across, because the whole point is to show that we have a lot of diversity of opinions here and diversity of personalities, and we don't want to squelch those personalities.
How will Yahoo employees get the privilege of blogging on this blog?
It's basically, send me an email, tell me what your story idea is, and I mean, the process will be very democratic. People will send me an email and let me know what their interest is. I mean, we definitely have a high bar when it comes to what will be posted. We certainly don't want to be self-serving in the way that we write about our products and services, because you know, people read the Wall Street Journal, they read the New York Times, they see our press releases. We don't want to regurgitate that same kind of content or be patently flaunting a particular feature in our service. I mean, if we write about a product, we want to provide a little bit of a new twist to it and make something. I really see this as a virtual magazine of sorts, and we kind of want to take the bar up just a little bit in the way that we define what the content should be.
Presumably, people are going to be able to get more of an insider's view into Yahoo and life and culture.
In fact, on the first post, if you go to the very bottom, you'll see that we put together somebody described it as a MTV Cribs-style high-speed video tour of the campus here in Sunnyvale.
Hey, welcome to Yahoo. We're excited to have you here. We're going to take you inside where you'll meet some of our Yahoos and see what goes on behind the scenes. But before we do anything, we got to get you some of that world-famous Yahoo coffee. Come with me.
It's about 8 minutes, and it gives you, we think, a pretty good insight into what it's like to be here day to day, from the coffee to playing volleyball in the afternoon, pumping iron at the gym, running across David and Jerry on the campus green, the way that everybody does every day. It's a really good sense of, what we didn't show was all the hard work that gets done, because we didn't think that would make for great TV, but it gives you a sense of the personality here. So we'll be doing plenty more that reveals some of the things that we do from a cultural perspective.
And how much response to comments will your bloggers give?
We'll encourage them to engage, and I think that's really important in the feedback loop. If there are questions that come through that are relevant to everyone on the threads, we'll certainly encourage the blogger to comment to everyone. Otherwise, if it's just something that may not be as relevant, we'll just have them take the discussion offline. But we think that the comment thread is... I come from a publishing background, so visuals are very important to me. The idea of a post running without some kind of a visual, I'm sure it'll happen, but it just seemed kind of naked. And so photos are very important. We plan to do some photo essays. We have an amazing blogger as part of the Flickr blog, Heather Champ, who's quite the following in her own right. And so she'll be helping us do some Flickr photo essays to help introduce people who don't know Flickr and who are not ardent Flickr fans and reading Flickr blog on our own, helping us get some photos up on the blog. And then podcasts, we actually have a really great one that's scheduled for next week, so stay tuned. And we'll do videos as often as our resources will allow us. So the video we just did took us about a week, so we certainly have a good time investment at stake when you put together a video like that. But we'll probably do things that are slightly less ambitious than something that have a lot of quick cuts and edits to it. And videos obviously are a great way for us to highlight the Yahoo Video platform, because it's homegrown, and we have an in with them to get things expedited. So we'll be doing quite a bit of video as well.
So just one final question. What do you want to give people who read Yodel Anecdotal?
I think we want to give them what they want, essentially. I think that's the really the underlying objective behind a blog is to, we can write posts all we want about the things that excite us, but if they don't hit the spot with our readers, then it's time to look at our editorial calendar and shift accordingly.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was Nikki Dugan, Senior Director of Corporate Communications for Yahoo, and Paul Stamatou, who's a Georgia Tech junior and Yahoo intern. They're the team behind the launch of Yahoo's first official corporate blog, Yodel Anecdotal. I talked with them at Yahoo headquarters in Sunnyvale on Wednesday. Music today from the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Music.podshow.com. I'm Catherine Giraudeau with PodTech News.